Chapter 1. It was the wedding of the season, and it went off flawlessly, right up until the moment when the bridesmaid announced to the bride, the pastor, and the crowd in the pews that the groom had murdered his first two wives. "If anyone knows why this man and this woman should not be married, let him speak now or forever hold his peace," the pastor intoned. Ella's cell phone rang. Everyone grumbled at the breach of good manners, although several people surreptitiously checked their own cell phones to make certain they were switched off. But Ella dug hers out of the middle of the bouquet, where she had concealed it, and read the text, her pulse racing. "Stop the wedding," she shouted. All 300 guests, the bridal attendants, the best man, and the wedding singer stared at her. She focused on the message she had just received and then looked at the bride. "Karen, you can't marry him. His real name is Leo Bellamy, and he's wanted for the murder of his first two wives. He's also wanted for questioning in the murder of another woman, a fiancée." Karen Leggett, a delicate blonde draped in yards of white tulle and silver satin, was nearly speechless with shock. "Ella," she finally managed, "what is wrong with you? Have you gone crazy?" Ella moved to stand between Karen and the too handsome, too perfect groom. Her senses were heightened, and she could see the cold, dark shadows in the dreamlike fields of Bellamy's aura. She knew a monster when she saw one. And she had known Bellamy for what he was ever since Karen had introduced them a few weeks earlier. "I sensed that there was something off about you the first time I met you," she said. "I had a private investigation agency take a closer look into your background." Violent energy spiked in the groom's aura, but his expression was one of calm, compassionate concern. He was a chameleon talent, Ella reminded herself. He had a talent for deception. "Karen, your friend is having some sort of nervous breakdown," he said gently. "Someone should escort her to the emergency room at the nearest parapsych hospital. Perhaps one of our guests will volunteer to assist her." "I'm not going anywhere." Ella held up the phone, displaying the text message she had just received. "This is from Jones and Jones, Karen. It says that the man you know as Charles Forbes is a chameleon talent whose real name is Leo Bellamy. He lied to you from the start. Lied to the matchmaking agency, too." It was the Jones and Jones name that finally penetrated Karen's state of stunned shock and sparked a wave of low-voiced concern among the wedding guests. Like Ella, Karen and many of those present were members of the Arcane Society. Within Arcane, everyone was aware of the organization's storied investigation firm. Unfortunately, Leo Bellamy recognized the agency's name, too.
"Shit,"
he growled. Before anyone realized that he was not going for the ring, he pulled a small Magrez pistol out of the pocket of his tuxedo and grabbed Ella. He put the barrel of the gun to her temple. "If anyone moves half an inch, the bridesmaid dies," he shouted to the crowd. "She and I are leaving now. If I see a cop in the rearview mirror, Miss Morgan is dead." He edged toward a side door, dragging Ella with him. The pistol never wavered from her head. The crowd watched in horror. Bellamy's arm was around Ella's throat. She put her fingertips on his bare hand. He ignored the light touch, intent on hauling her through the doorway and out into the parking lot. Ella pulled hard on her talent. She had physical contact. That was all she needed. The delicate crystal chimes on her bracelet shivered. They weren't absolutely necessary, but they helped her focus. She began to sing. It was a silent, psychic song, audible only to Bellamy, because he was the focus of her paranormal music. The crashing, soaring chords drew power from the far end of the spectrum. She wove ominous, compelling harmonies that ensnared Bellamy's dreamlight and pulled him down into the depths. No man could withstand such violent notes. All of Bellamy's senses, normal and paranormal, foundered on the rocks of oblivion. The pistol fell from his limp